I really do hope you had a nice break. We're up to page 554. Simon Tov Yud Aleph, if you had a chance to go through the recordings. So that's what we're up to. If you look, there's Tov Yud Beis, Tov Yud Gimel, Tov Yud Dalet. There's all literally a couple of pages until we reach Simon Tov Tes Zayin. And then from basically page 562, which is very, very soon, there will be a completely new topic, which is Hilchos Chodesh, which by starting that would have actually completed all the halachas regarding to Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumim. So it would be a completely new topic, which is actually leading towards the Yom Tovim already, Hilchas of Yom Tovim already, the subsequent Chelek. So we are nearly there, but we still have to cover some really important points with regards to Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumim, which we're going to be covering over the next few shiurim. So, just to recap a little bit where we are up to, just to get the clarity in the next few simonim, we discussed the concept of an Eruv, Chatzeros, Eruv Tchumim. What is an Eruv Tchumim? So we learned that a person has got his 2,000 amos, which by default will be where he is when Shabbos comes in. That's the default. That's by default where you are on Shabbos when Shabbos comes in. That is the that's your tchum. That's your 2,000 amos you've got. However, it is possible to make an Eruv Tchumim, which is established by putting a food item within your 2,000 amos, and by defining and clarifying and emphasizing that this is your place, then that becomes, then the 2,000 amos will start from there. Now what will happen if you decide to make an Eruv and you place an Eruv beyond your 2,000 amos? What would happen then? So you can define or redefine your Eruv by placing it in a place within your 2,000 amos. And that means that it's your place and that's your 2,000. What happens if you put it beyond your 2,000 amos? What would happen then? Pardon? Oh, you can't get. Why is that? You're outside of tchum. So the point is that it's not going to work. It's not going to work because you cannot move more than 2,000 amos. So therefore, if you place the Eruv beyond your 2,000 amos, so something is wrong over here because you can't get there. And if it would be 1,000, then it would work.
If it's less than 2,000 beyond the tchum, then wouldn't it stretch back into the
tchum? Why is that? Because of the 2,000, because of the city?
Because it has 2,000 from where it's placed.
So yeah, but if you're beyond that, then you've lost it. You can't, you only have 2,000 amos because of the, you can only have once 2,000 amos, yeah. Either because of where you are or because of where the food is. Right. So, you can't, yeah. Okay, so now we're going to be discussing somebody who messed this up. So that's bottom of page 554. Simon Tov Yud Aleph Mishur Beisoy B'Mizrach Manos Neruv B'Meirev. This somebody whose house was in Mizrach, was in East, and he placed the Eruv B'Meirev in the West. So halach is as follows. Mishur B'Mizrach, somebody was in the East. Mishur B'Mizrach Beisoy B'Sodeh. He was in the field, in the East. V'Oman Eshluchoy, and he asked Ishliach, he asked the messenger, L'arev lo b'mayrev. He said, you know what, please can you make an Eruv for me on the western side, on the way towards Wales, somewhere around there. Im nos an Eruv me'alo le'beisoy, if you place that Eruv me'alo le'beisoy b'in shirochek mimen yoisim alpaim, if it is beyond the 2,000 amas, v'esekov le'beisoy alpaim, if it's beyond those 2,000 amas, ha'eruv einu klum, the Eruv is nothing. He's not valid. He's meaningless. And then, as opposed to what you said, what would be the halachas? If you place the Eruv somewhere where it's not relevant, it's not working because it's beyond 2,000 amos, so what will happen then? You said, really, this should be my Eruv, and that's where I'm positioned. But it's beyond your 2,000 amos, so that means it doesn't work because it's beyond 2,000 amos. So you can't be your tchum. So what happens then? Binyamin said that you can't walk. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that it works differently. Then it kicks in, the default kicks in again. What's the default? Where you are now. So you've got a 2,000 amos where you are when Shabbos comes in. So that is just bottle of vuttle. It's cancelled. It's not relevant. And therefore, we go according to 2,000 numbers where you are. Venishal shvisas beisa. And what remains is the shvisa, the tchum of his own house. Nos an eruv. What happens, however, if you placed an eruv within the 2,000 numbers? Nos an eruv benyan. If you ask a shliach, a messenger, to go and place an eruv within the 2,000 numbers, what will be then? If he asked the messenger to place an eruv something which is within his 2,000 amos, his house could be within 2,000, he could be within 2,000. The eruv will work according to what the messenger has placed and where he placed it. So you can ask a shliach, please place an eruv in a specific place, and if it's within 2,000 amos, that's actually going to work. Let's see Mishneh Busef Kotna Aleph. Pemizach Beisoy Besod Yeroy Tzolei Moshe Besod Pemizach Beisoy Beis Shekidish Olav Ayoyim. It's all talking about Friday when Shabbos comes in. Ve'omar Leshluchoy, and he sent his Shliach Sef Kotna Beis Mishneh Busef Kotna Ayoyim. He did ask the Shliach, the messenger was asked before Shabbos. Sef Kotna Gimel Ha'eru Ve'enu Klum Ve'nishad the Kim and the Kiddish Olav Ayoyim. In the former case, the Eruv doesn't work because since when he asked, it didn't make any sense. It was beyond the 2,000 numbers. Given the kiddush olam yom rochik meiruva yosim alpaim was beyond the 2,000 numbers. Nimtzoy turns out she einu yochel elech velitloy. He cannot go and get it. It's beyond his remit. V'kiv dein eruv, since it's not an eruv, we made a nishal al shvisa beisa. Therefore, if that's not an eruv, so we go back to the default that he goes according to the shvisa, the tchum, the 2,000 numbers of beisa of his house. Okay, Simon Tov Yud Beit discuss the following shaila. What happens, Aboisai, if you decide to divide, to split the Eruv? You say, okay, for the first part of Shabbos, you put two Eruv food items in two extreme opposite directions. Okay, you put some food on this side and some food on that side, all within the 2,000 amas. And you say, okay, for Friday night until Shabbos morning, this is my Eruv, and that will enable me to go to a Shalom Zocher in Elstree. Okay? 2,000 amos into this direction. Okay, that's only until Shabbos morning. From Shabbos morning, I want to go to a Kiddush in Stanmore. So I'm putting in an Eruv, a second Eruv. This was all before Shabbos. I'm putting a second Eruv on the border of my tchum with 2,000 amos into the 1,999 amos on this direction. So I've got one eruv for the first part of Shabbos. I want to party away this Shabbos. I want to go to Stan. I want to go to Elstree Friday night and stand with the other. So I've got two eruv, one over here and one over there. Would that work? And they're all within two extremes of my 2,000 amos. Works? No works. Should be okay. Yiddish Jacob, sure. Yeah. Why is that like sukkah?
I mean, just like putting all the pieces.
Good asik. Oh, it's a bit like good asik. You're patching it together. So you're patching up from this side and patching up from that side. Okay, Lamai Sushlukhunor is going to teach us that it does not work. And well, as follows. Simon Tov Yud Beis. Dina Choylek. Heruva. Choylek means a choylek, means to divide, to split. Eirav Chatzia Yoy Marishin. Leruach Tzofen Eirav. He made an Eirav. Chatzia Yoy half a day. To the north. And the second Eruv to the south. Sheta, he made a mistake. And he thought that it is possible. He thought that it's possible to do so. Or he told two people, he asked two Yidden to please make an Eruv on his behalf. One he asked, please, do you mind to go to this direction? And the other asked, do you mind to go to the other direction? And he asked him a favor to place an eruv in the opposite directions. If they were, so the answer is it doesn't work. And if two eruv were placed in two opposite directions, he cannot actually move. Why can he not move? If one was 2,000 numbers in this direction, and what was 2,000 amos in this direction? Why can they not move? If one, let's rephrase it. If he placed 1,999 amos this direction, and 1,999 in this direction. What will happen?
He's at the edge.
He's the edge. So what happens is, we've got a problem over here. We don't know. Both Eruvim don't work. You can't have both Eruvim working simultaneously. So which one are you going to choose? Which one? Oh, so the thing is that in theory, this could work or the other one could work, but we don't know which one is going to work. So we are stuck. Since they were both placed within the 1,999 amas, so we've got to assume that this one works, and similarly we've got to assume that this one works as well. So what can he do then? He's pretty stuck. Flip, no, so that's worse even than flip a coin, because he can literally only move that, he cannot move, because could be that one is going to work. You've got 2,000 amas here, you've got, one sec, what will be, it's all because of a suffix, what will be if one is 1,000 amas in this direction, and 1,000 amas in this direction, the other one was placed in 1,000 amas in the other direction, what would you say then? You could say flip a coin, but what is the gentleman in Istanbul gonna? He's not gonna be happy. You're not gonna show up to the Kiddush, so that's gonna be. So there must be a reason. So how is that gonna work? You can't do. So what would you turn? Fine gold. If you do 1,000 amas in this direction, 1,000 amas in this direction. Doesn't sound good. But Lamai said the thing is that since they're both within the Tchum, it's they are actually technically they should work. The problem is only that we don't know which one. So therefore, what we're going to do is we're going to have to go to Chumrah. There is a mathematical term, which I remember vaguely from my, very, very vaguely. You know when you do two circles, and then there's an area in between that the gray shade there. You know the area that, what is that called? Intersection? Is that the word?
Is that a Venn diagram? You would draw a Venn diagram.
I'm just thinking about if you make two circles and there's an area in between which works. Overlapping area. The overlapping area. Intersection, is that what it's called? Yeah? Okay. According to the curriculum of 2019, it's called intersection. So this is the area. Okay, so that will be the area. That would be the area that you'd be allowed to walk. Because could be this one is going to work, could be that one is going to work. So if you've got 1,000 amas in this, you put an A over here, and you put an A over here, they're both 1,000 amas away from me, so there's going to be 1,000 amas in between which you could work, which you could walk. And that's going to be the intersection, that's where you can walk. Okay, does that make sense, Abba Isai? Okay, so but in principle, what happens if you put them both beyond the 2,000 amas? It doesn't work at all, that's right, it won't work at all. So let's look at this again. If you place them both at the end, at the edge of the 2,000 amas, lo yozuz mim koimoy, you may not move at all. She'en yodua eze eruv konloy, we don't know which eruv worked at all. Vim lo nosna eruvim besoich alpaim. If they were not placed at the edge, at the end of the 2,000 amas, hoileich, he may walk, mashaev shaloy leilich, mekoyach shneim, in the intersection area, in the gray area, which is part of both Eruvim. Because again, the reason why two Eruvim don't work is because we don't know which one works, as long as they are within the 2,000, the permitted area. So since we don't know which one works, we have to go to Chumrah. We have to go stringent, and perhaps this one works, perhaps that one works. So we're going to go with the area that is covered by both. Ketzad, how is that? Nosan kolechad Eruv leSoif. Elef Mebeisoy, if they're both placed 1,000 amas from his house, Yeshlo Elef Amo Mebeisoy, he's got 1,000 amas from his house, Lechol Echot Meiruvim, from both directions, Nosan Echot Bemizrach, Lesoyf Elef, Vashen Meirev Soyf Chomesh Meois, same will be with 1,500, Hoylech Lemeirev Elef, Mikoyach Mashishir Leiruv Bemizrach, Bemizrach Elef Chomesh Meois, Mikoyach Mashishir Leiruv Bemizrach. So again, this is the same idea. What happens if you place them? Let's look at our math skills. What happens if you place them both 500 amas from your house? How much can you walk? 1,500. Why so? That's the overlapping area. That's right. Very good. Can you explain it? I feel I didn't explain it well. Can you explain it better than me?
I think
Yeah. Is the overlapping area, the overlap, the intersection. All right, okay, good, very good. And if you placed one of them, again, the point is crucial that if you place it beyond the 2,000 amas, then it's not valid at all. Then you didn't lose anything, really, because it's not valid, and we go according to where you were when Shabbos came in. Okay, this is the Yesod of Siman Tov Yud Aleph and Tov Yud Beis, and that makes us ready for Siman Tov Yud Gimel. Okay, Tov Yud Gimel teaches us Dina Ma'irib Le'Rabim, what happens if you make an Eil for Rabim? And that's really important, because that's really what happens. When we go up to, if you want to walk up to El Sri, this is real, as we discussed previously, if you want to walk to El Sri, you want to walk to Stanmore, you want to walk to Barnard Hospital for that matter, you go beyond the 2,000 Amos, you go beyond the Eil of the city, and therefore what happens is you've got to have an Eil which is established, which is placed in its appropriate place. But the question is, do you need to do it personally, or can somebody do it on your behalf? Can you walk to Barnard, or do you have to? How does it work? Do you have to personally do it, or can somebody do it for you? So the answer is no. Somebody can do it on your behalf, and that's what Bati Dilim do, and that's what Siman Tov Yud Gimel is going to discuss. Hamayirv leRabim Mishaloi. If somebody makes an eruv for the Rabim, for a public Mishaloi from his own, Oy may say as follows: Harei eruv ze bishvil kol pnei oir. You are able to make an eruv on behalf of the entire city and say, Harei eruv ze. This eruv shall be bishvil for the kol pnei oir, the entire residents of this city. You can make an eruv on behalf of others. That does work. Ubevat, provided sheboy mozon shtei seudos, as long as there is sufficient meal for two meals, lechol echad, for everybody. Oh, so that's the condition here. You've got to make an eruv which has got eruv has to be enough for two meals for everybody. So how do we do that? Two meals for everybody. Oh. Yeah, that's how it works. That's how the jam comes into it. We'll speak about it. For chol mi sheyirtzeh, and whoever wishes, yismei cholov, can rely on it. For tzorech lezakos lohem, you need to be mezakit for them. Halidei achet, through a third party. Haroi, who is appropriate. As we found with regards to Erev Chatzeros. Ayin Le'el Simen Shin Samech Vav, top of page 556, as we discussed in Simen Samech Vav, V'tzorech Lo'idim, and you've got to tell them as well. They must know about it. Okay, so Rabbi said, but this is really a key halach over here. We learned that, Shulchan Aruch tells us over here, it does work. You can make an Erev Chatzeros for somebody, an Erev Tchumim for somebody else. You can. But the condition is you have got to have meal for two people, for everybody. Meal for two suitors for everybody. Is that the same thing we found in Erev Chatzeros or not? Is it identical or not quite? No. Not. Why not? You're right. Because there we find, well, how much do we need? You're right, it's not the same amount. It's much more. Look at Sifkot and Gimel and Mishneh Berurah, who reminds us. Bottom line of Mishneh Berurah, lechol echot. V'loy domi le'erev chatzeros. It's not the same than erev chatzeros. I'm getting how much we need for erev chatzeros. To be mozon shtei seudos lekulam sagi. But by erev chatzeros, all you need is two meals for everybody together. And here we need mozon shtei seudos for everybody independently.
Each one.
No, here means each, and there means together.
How many
here, however many people rely on the Eruv, if you and you and you and me are relying on this Eruv, we all need two for me, two for you, two for him, two for him. Everybody relies on it, needs more than shtei seudos. There we found that two suffices for everybody. More than shtei seudos suffices for everybody.
Two meals for one person, in other words.
Basically, yeah, that's right, yeah.
What does jam help?
Why does jam help? We'll get to that. What would be the svara? Why would jam help?
Because jam can be for 20 people.
Yes, yeah, so that's it.
It's not for 50 people.
So we need to, we're talking it that much. You're right. We taka need that much. We'll get to that. So let's just understand, why is it that how many people do you think would be covered in one regular jam thing? How many people do you cover?
20.
Two meals,
no less.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll. So how do we? How does it work out? How do we work out? How is it only 15 people?
Jam with bread or just jam by itself?
Yeah. Well, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about it that it's going to have to be. It's going to be as a. Okay, we'll speak about it. Yeah. It's assuming you're going to take your own bread along. Yeah. So, but let's understand, why is it so. Why is it so? What is the difference? Why is it over there? Mosen shtu sudois is enough, and over here we've got to have mosen shtu sudois for everybody. Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah answers in bottom line the v'lo domel erev chatzeres the mosen shtu sudois zuchom sagi the sham the ho eruv hu mishum ta'echot oyser al chaveiroi. There it's about it asses onto everybody else. And by having a meal, a joint meal, unitedly, it's as if you're all together. As opposed to Betchumin, when it comes to Tchumim, who we're discussing over here, what's your meal got to do with my meal? I don't get satisfied by you eating. I can only get hungry when I see you eating. It doesn't help me. So it doesn't actually got to do with one another. So therefore, everybody independently needs to have Mosen shtei seudos. But however, over there, the whole idea of an et, you remember the idea, the whole concept, all yesoid of Eruv Chatzeros is to combine everybody and make everybody together in this particular place. It's all a united place. It's one, we're all together. And that's the whole idea of an Eruv Chatzeros. Eruv Tchum has nothing to do about you and me and everybody. It's nothing to do, it's all independently. That's why everybody needs his own independent Eruv Chatzeros, Eruv Tchumim. There's no connection between one and the other. And whoever wishes to go beyond the 2,000 amos must acquire a shvisa for his own right. Therefore, everybody requires mosen shtei seudos for everybody independently. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.